Peace, y'all. So in this video, we're going to be talking about the use of the teddy bear in mainstream media. Now, many people believe the teddy bear to be wholesome and innocent, but it has a deeper meaning than what most people may know. Yes, not even the teddy bear is safe. Now, the history of the teddy bear, we all know, has been around since most of our childhood. But it was specifically created in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt on November 2nd, 1902. Theodore Roosevelt would often go hunting but was never able to capture a bear. His assistant, Hoke Collier, who was born a slave and also a cavalryman, cornered and tied a black bear to a willow tree and suggested that Theodore should shoot it, but he didn't. Clifford Berryman, who was a political cartoonist, read about the article and decided to mock President Theodore by creating a lifelike bear that was taunting him. On November 16, 1902, a Brooklyn candy shop owner by the name of Mitch Tom Mass, which is now known as Build-A-Bear, saw the cartoon and had an idea. He and his wife Rose made stuffed animals before this and added the teddy bear to their inventory. They called it Teddy's Bear. The use of the teddy bear has been used all throughout cartoons and also movies and music. Here are a few pics of some teddy bears in mainstream media. But the teddy bear is not so innocent as people may think. In the early 2000s, on most chat forums, the teddy bear was used as a symbol to lure young children into lewd and heinous acts by grown adults and also a signal for child erotica content. On July 3rd, 2009, a Canadian artist let the cat out the bag, Michael R. Barrick, who was the creator of the 2010 Winter Olympics mascot. He created an image of a bear along with a child sleeping next to it and deemed it fan art. This artwork gained notoriety quickly on outlets like 4chan and was quickly portrayed as a signal for pedophilia. Republican Pat Buchanan used the image of Pedo Bear behind a picture of Barack Obama to signify that there may be something going on behind the scenes. When asked about the artwork, his reply was, "In due time, we'll all see." In September 2010, a few cosplay participants dressed up as the character and was accused of being potential child predators. The San Luis County Sheriff's Department issued a warning to the individuals and informed them that the Pedo Bear was a sign of the presence of inappropriate behavior. Now we see the use of teddy bears all over, even on some clothing brands. In 2013, at the MTV VMAs, Miley Cyrus used the image of Pedo Bear throughout her performance. This caused a lot of controversy, and MTV was forced to remove her performance for the show. Here's a picture of Miley Cyrus sporting the teddy bear at this year's VMAs. Stanley Kubrick will also use the use of teddy bears throughout most of his movies. In the movie AI, a transhuman boy syncs with the teddy bear, a super toy that gives him strength and information to fit in with the regular kids.
When's your birthday? I never had a birthday.
His name is David.
I feel it.
That's creepy.
Whoa. That's so real.
In a distant future, in an age of intelligent machines, he is the first robotic child programmed to love and coexist as a member of a family. His is a tale of humanity and a journey to find his place among humans and machines.
I'm a boy.
You are a real boy. At least as real as I've ever made one.
Here's a photo of Pedo Jimmy Savile with the teddy bear. Now I'm going to show you guys a few photos of artists and clips of teddy bears throughout all the mainstream media. Thank you. So it's safe to say that the teddy bear isn't as harmless as many people think. The teddy bear basically symbolizes pedophilia. It symbolizes a sick nature that the higher up elites use to lure in children and do heinous acts with them. Also a form of child erotic content. Now, I'm not saying that all teddy bears are symbolized in this manner, but this is just a depiction of how these symbols are used to misrepresent direct information. I hope you guys enjoyed this video, and peace. Do you suffer with acne and have tried everything to get rid of it? Try D-Dara. D-Dara is an organic skincare product that is not harmful to the skin but has been proven to clear acne in 2 weeks. D-Dara clears cystic acne, blackheads, dark spots, hyperpigmentation, and eczema. Shop now at ddara.us.